don't know how, but I'm grateful. You make a way. I don't know why, but I'm grateful, Lord.
Y'all. All right, let me jump right on into this conclusion tonight. He made a way. And I know I'm not the only one that's grateful, that's thankful, and that's overly joy that the ways he make for you are so unreal, and you know it's surreal. And at that time, you're out of yourself. You're out of your character. You're out of your compliance. You're out of emotionally, endurance, physically, and everything. You're out of it. You're drained. You're mentally, you're financially, you're emotionally, you're spiritually, you're physically drained. You're out of it, period, because of that way he made. And you know that no matter what you could have done or what nobody else could have done, you didn't see a way out, period. Not one way. But when he made that way, that one way for you, everything else just fell through. And it has happened many times in my life, and I am grateful. I'm very grateful. And it brought me to this day here and leads me on every day. And I just want to reflect back on January 6th of this year when I was going through I was struggling with myself, you know, trying to find out who I am, what I want to be, you know, just trying to figure it out all on my own. And I was going through my 21 days of fasting, and I have made several promises with the Lord about changing my life throughout this 21 days of fasting, and how I accept to be a nobody for him. The same as they treated him. They treated him as a nobody. Even though, you know, he went around to everybody. He walked around to everybody telling them how his father was, how good his father was, the deeds that his father does. And even with all the miracles he performed on people, they still didn't believe that he was his father's child and that he was of great deed as well. And he was of higher rank spiritually, not just physically as they had seen him. And they didn't believe it. And so I said, Lord, I be your nobody. Like, I understood at that point during my 21 days of fasting what it felt like to be a nobody, to wake up each and every day and have nothing, absolutely nothing, not a roof over your head, not even financial stable, not even nothing in your pockets, but you got two kids to take care of and a car, a vehicle to get you back and forth to A and B, and that's it. Not even clothes on your back, but you got uniforms. You got uniforms for work, and your kids got uniforms for school, you know? And your husband, he has left you guys at that time. He had his own issues struggling with. He couldn't handle being a family man, and he couldn't handle the pressure as fixing our marriage or, you know, even individually, he couldn't handle it. And for him to leave, it was just like, dang, he left me at a worst time ever, you know what I'm saying? But I understood I had to, I grieved, you know what I'm saying, as every human would, you know, what woman wouldn't? With two kids and nothing, no two nickels to rub to her name, you know what I'm saying? And I grieved, but I could not grieve for too long, you know. I may have grieved about a day or maybe a couple of hours, but I could not stay. I could not stay, you guys. Let me tell you. My God said he had plenty of talks with me. He used to get me up in the middle of the night. I wouldn't even lie to y'all. He'd get me up around 2, 3 o'clock in the morning before I had to get up and get my kids dressed for school around 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning and get myself ready for work. He'd get me up at 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning and just everything be silenced in the house. And I could hear him so clearly when he speaks to me. He He say, baby girl, you move like this. Baby girl, pray this. I find the scripture, a scripture, and I pray on it. I meditate on it, and I seek understanding on it, even when I didn't understand it, because I read King James Version. And it's not always easy to comprehend King James Version. So I used to meditate on it. I studied it. I had to, because I wanted to learn. I was eager to learn. You know what I'm saying? And I said, Lord, I don't want to just read your word for what it is. I want to understand it so that I could apply it in my life. And once I started applying it to my life, I knew that I would be changing for the better. I knew that I would be taking a closer walk with him. And when I take a closer walk with him, it helps my relationships with him develop more faster and more clearer. And I gain more clarity on what I'm looking for and what I'm actually seeking for. So, and that's what my goal was. I needed more clarity on everything, not just about what I was going through. I needed more clarity on what am I doing? How do I even start this process? What am I seeking out of this process? What are my ultimate, intimate goals here? And I wanted to know everything that I could know and grow from, not only just to be that Christian and be like, point fingers at other people like, oh, you don't do this or you don't do that. The Bible said do it like this. The Bible said, no, I'm not pointing no fingers at nobody, because whether you like it or not, I used to be you. And matter of fact, I just may still be you to this day. But guess what? I am a better me because I understand now, and I had to seek that understanding. But that does not make me better than you. But getting back to what I was saying, January the 6th, when God made a way for me, it was my sixth day of fasting out of 21 days, and I had been going to this church for over 2 years, every Sunday, or I participated twice Sundays whenever they had the fellowships in the afternoon, that evening. I'd be back at the 6 o'clock service always, and I'd be there at the 11 o'clock service, but for some reason, I said, God, I haven't even joined your church yet. I've been going here for 2 years. I've been making tithes. I've been putting in offerings. I've been here just saying testimonies, sitting in church like I'm a member. And, you know, and I haven't even joined because I wasn't ready. I wasn't even ready to make that commitment, y'all. And I'm not going to lie, I was not ready. I didn't know what I was committing to. Even though I grew up in church, you know, I was on a praise team, I was on a dance team, I danced for the Lord, I praised the Lord, I was on a choir, and when, as a young girl, my mama kept me in church, we always was in church, but I just, you know, when you're young like that, those are more of your introductions to Jesus, you know, you don't quite understand, because you feel like, oh, mama making me go to church. Oh, mama got me go. You know, you don't really quite understand. And you, you know, you got dance or praise practice tonight. And then tomorrow night, you got to go to school and do some tutorials. And then when you get out of tutorial, you got to go back to choir practice. So you're not really following through with really learning anything. You're just doing. You're doing. So at that particular point in my life, when I was just doing, it was more of an introduction to me, to Jesus. Like, I'm very grateful my mama took the time and she had the heart to introduce me to Jesus, because it was up to me to develop that relationship with him all alone. And I strayed away. I got out of church. I got beside myself and I turned into this kind of person. I did that. I was that person. I'm going to get into this all on my podcast. I'm going each and every podcast and testimony and worship, I'm going to have I'm going to let y'all know the real, because I wasn't always good. And I'm not going to lie, we're never going to be as good as he is, because that's what makes him love us even more, that we're honest with ourselves and who we are. You know what I'm saying? So when you're honest with yourself and who you're about, and you know your imperfections are not worthy of his grace and his mercy, but you still get it, and he still gives it to you, and he loves you unconditionally, no matter what you do or who you think you are or what they say you are, he loves you regardless. And that love right there is just, Y'all, it rains on me. I'm sorry. It rains on me. But back to what I was saying. And on the 6th of January, I made that commitment to join church. I said, Lord, I'm going to join. And this was this year, around January 6th, 2019, my sixth day of fasting and 21 days. I said, Lord, I'm going to go ahead and join church. I said, because I don't want to fast as a commitment to you. I want to show you how committed I am to this fasting. Because last year, I failed them, y'all. I'm not going to lie. I failed my God. I failed my Jesus Christ. Lord, I got into, and what makes it so bad, let me tell you how bad I failed. All right, y'all know every year we say, we're going to do this New Year's resolution. All right, got that big resolution down pat, wrote it down, got it, tracking. All right, and I'm going to go through with it. Y'all, I made it to day 23. My New Year's resolution was until January the 31st. Must I remind y'all, I had nothing to do with church. I had, you know, I was going to church, but it wasn't a commitment through my church as they was doing a consecration on their own. It was me doing my own. So I was like, I ain't know nothing about fasting at that time. I was like, let me go ahead. I commit to this. Lord knows, I ain't gonna lie, I failed. On the 23rd of January, I started eating. I started waking up and getting breakfast, knowing I wasn't supposed to get breakfast. I forgot, y'all. I was so complacent. I was so like, man, I'm hungry. It ain't funny, but God knows I'm being honest here. I'm confessing with my mouth. Shoot, I was hungry, y'all, and I failed. And when I failed to eat that food, I didn't know about redemption. I didn't know about condemnation. I was just like, dang. He done held me condemned. He done condemned me. You know, I wasn't even in the fasting to learning mode. I didn't know. I'm not going to even lie. I did not know what I was doing. And all I knew, I had failed. And I did not know that if I had repented at that very first moment when I first broke my commitment, I could have been keeping up with my commitment and could have went through with it, long as I had confessed with my mouth and I had repent at that very moment and continued to throughout the day to do my good deeds as followed. But me not knowing what I was doing, and I didn't take the time to research it like I did this year, and I didn't take the time out to just, you know, sit down and think about it or nothing. I just knew I had failed, and I felt bad, and I just kept eating. I ain't gonna lie, I kept on eating because I felt bad then, so you know it stressed me out, and I was like, Lord, I done messed up, and I just kept eating. So, and I just, you know, but this year I got it right. Praise God, I got it right, y'all. Hallelujah. Yes, I got it right. But guess what, y'all? When I said yes to my God, y'all, when I made him the head of my life and I made his relationship priority in my life and I chose him above all else in my life, I lost everything and everyone. All else had failed, y'all, and with me depending solely on him, I felt like he was showing me, let me show you what I could have been doing for you a long time ago. I've been calling on you all these years. You strayed away. Let me show you, baby girl. When you depend on me, you won't expect nothing from nobody else. So you won't get hurt from nobody else because you're not expecting anything from them. All your expectations gonna come from me. And y'all, I felt everything he was trying to tell me. And I was so overwhelmed on that sixth day when I joined as a member in that church. And I broke. And not knowing that, I was overjoyed because I finally had a home. I was like, Lord, I got a home. I got a home. Yes, I got a home.
And when they said Sister Anderson, I was like, oh my God. Yes. Oh yes, Lord. Y'all don't understand. And I made this my home for me and my family because we believe, we worship, and we honor, we read, and most importantly, we lack and we procrastinated on this kind of action. It took me so long to join. I was, like I said, I was going to this church 2 years, sitting there in the rows every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for afternoon worship, Sunday service. And then I'll be back there with my kids at 6 o'clock that afternoon in PM doing a worship service. And it was just something about Jonesville Baptist Church because they family involvement they required the Christian to do the word, not just speak it and not just encourage it. They require you to do the word, y'all. And let me tell you about doing it. I'm gonna get into a little bit of doing the word, but I'm gonna really break it down on my next segment. Doing the word, y'all, and I appreciated that because when they had family activities, family gatherings, and you know, family stuff to do, it wasn't just about love. It was about bringing everybody together, getting a hold of what the word is, reading the word, going over the word, making sure everybody understood the word. And when that was all said and done, they made sure you acted now. And when I mean by that is when they have an activity that's going on, that's a family oriented activity, and you're there with family, but we may have a prayer ceremony first. We may get into a prayer. We may get into a verse. But after that, if that verse or if that sermon was about love, oh, you finna show some love at this activity, family function. You hear me? I don't care if you don't like Sister Sharon, Sister Whitaker, whoever. At this family function, y'all, let me tell you, when we get through going over that word and that verse, and then he said break and you dismiss, it's upon you as an individual to go ahead and proceed and do as that word we had just said. It's on you. It's your responsibility to act upon that word accordingly and to show Jesus that you understood his word by acting on it and doing it. So if we just went over the word, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, and you sit here and when the pastor dismissed the church and they said, oh, everybody dismissed, and you sit there and walk past Sister Sharon like you ain't seen Sister Sharon. I'm going to pause right there. Now, you know you done messed up because we just went over the word love thy neighbor. So, and that's what I appreciate about Jonesville Baptist Church, because not only do we do that, but we make sure, he makes sure, Bishop Rogers makes sure that everybody is acting accordingly to the word. That you're actually doing the word, not just sitting in service, not just listening, and not just waving your hand, not just getting up clapping. He makes sure that everybody is actually doing the word. And that right there made me responsible, y'all. And I appreciated that. And it brings on responsibility because I'm like, dang, I gotta read the Bible. Now I gotta take notes. Now I gotta do it. Oh my God. So, you know, it puts pressure on you because you don't want to fail, especially me. I don't like to fail. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't like when my Jesus is mad at me. I'm sorry. That's just me. That maybe we ain't the same kind of Christian, but I don't like to be disappointed in his eyes. I'm sorry. Like, that hurt me. That hurt me because his love is so givingly free. And no human has that. And you know, just like I know, all human may fail you in whatever they do, but my God and my Jesus will not fail you. So when I fail him, that makes me feel so bad, y'all. And that's why I am the way I am, because I try so hard. And I know he know, and I understand that he know that I ain't perfect, and I won't be never be perfect. I got it. I get it. I'm very imperfected. But my striving, my effort of my striving, brings on my responsibility to strive harder. And when I strive harder, I don't want to fail while I'm striving. Because striving, that means you're trying. And when I'm trying to do something, I don't like to fail. I don't care about me trying. I don't care if it's my first time doing something. But my effort gonna get me back up. Because I refuse to fail. I know I will. I accept that. And I know I'm not perfect. I accept that. But when I'm trying, I'm going to keep trying, y'all. I'm sorry. I don't care how many times I fail. I'm going to get back up. I'm doing it. But like I said, moving right along. And, you know, that's what I appreciate about my church, y'all. And that's all I wanted to say about him making a way. Because if he had not made that way for me to have the heart to get up and say, hey, I want to join at my critical time of my life, my most unbearable time in my life, a place in time that I was struggling the most, in the midst of my storm, I chose him above all else. And I chose to imperfect my relationship with him rather than to stay focused on what I was going through. So he made that way for me to not lose sight of him. And had I lost sight of him, y'all, and had he not made that way for me to come back and to stay focused and stay committed, I would have, girl, I don't know where I would have been, Lord. That's why I'm so grateful. Oh, y'all don't understand. I'm so grateful. But I just had to share, and I didn't want to take up too much of y'all's time. But I'll be back to go a little bit further in my 21 days of fasting. Be looking out for that segment later. And I also want to let you guys know that I'm going to be sharing a lot more of me and my imperfections as well. So get ready. Stay tuned. This girl is just beginning. And guess what? She's still growing. You guys have a good night. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.